Overcoming procrastination. We all procrastinate at some time or other. It's just part of our human nature. We frequently put off doing things we know we should do for a multitude of reasons. In today's lesson, you will learn why most people procrastinate and how to overcome procrastination and become a do-it-now person. The most valuable benefit of being a person who performs responsibilities in a timely manner include an improved self-image and stronger self-confidence. In our careers, we will be more respected, produce at a higher level, and be offered opportunities for advancement. In our personal lives, we will enjoy more meaningful relationships, be a better example to our children, and find greater fulfillment from life. On the other end of the spectrum, when you constantly put off and fail to follow through with your responsibilities and commitments, the results can be devastating. Common effects include depression, guilt, poor productivity, social disapproval, unemployment, reduced wages, and low self-worth. Procrastination is putting off tasks to do at a later time. Because of the simplicity of this definition, one might think that the solution is also simple: to do what you know you should do, even though you don't feel like doing it. But it's not that simple for many people. The first step in overcoming procrastination is to understand why you procrastinate. If you don't understand something, you can't control it. If you can't control it, you can't change it. Let's take a look at some of the main causes of procrastination. Make a note of the ones that you feel are at the root of your problem. First, feeling another time would be better. This is when you believe that tomorrow you'll be fresher and better prepared to do it, so you put it off. Second, poor planning. This is when you underestimate how long something will take. This is a common problem when taking on unfamiliar projects and responsibilities.